This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The death toll from a devastating earthquake in Haiti rose to 724 on Sunday as rescue workers scramble to find survivors buried under buildings a day after the 7.2 magnitude quake and as a tropical storm begins to bear down on the Caribbean nation. The quake flattened hundreds of homes and buildings, and the nation's still clawing its way back from another major trembler 11 years ago and reeling from the assassination of its president last month. Southwestern Haiti bore the brunt of the blow, and churches, hotels, hospitals, and schools were badly damaged or destroyed. Some Haitians spent Saturday night sleeping in the open, traumatized by the memories of the magnitude 7 quake in 2010 that struck far closer to the sprawling capital, Port-au-Prince, and killed tens of thousands of people. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Sunday embassy staff in Kabul are leaving the compound and moving to the airport as Taliban insurgents entered the Afghan capital, and officials said President Ashraf Ghani had left the country. There were reports of sporadic gunfire around the city, but there was no significant fighting, and the Taliban said they were waiting for the Western-backed government to surrender peacefully. U.S. diplomats were being ferried by a helicopter to the airport, where U.S. troops were providing security amid an exodus of Americans and their local allies and other foreigners. France, Germany, the Netherlands, and Sweden all said on Sunday they were moving their diplomats from their embassies. A NATO official says the group was maintaining diplomatic presence in Kabul and helping to keep the airport running. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Spain is seeing intense heat continue on Sunday, with five regions still on high alert, a day after the country saw its highest temperature on record Saturday, as a heat wave on the Iberian Peninsula drove the mercury to 47.5 degrees Celsius, or about 117 degrees Fahrenheit. If confirmed, it would pass the previous record set at the same measuring station in July 2017 by 1/10 of a degree. The combination of the fierce heat and rise in suspended dust particles has also increased the fire risk, with the country remaining on high alert. 12 aircraft were on Sunday deployed to help fight a blaze, according to the regional government. There are also fires of concerns in another province where several towns have been evacuated. A team of 200 Chinese police, emergency workers, and experts on Sunday are trying to reach 19 coal miners trapped in a flooded mine in a northwestern province. State media reported Saturday rescuers have retrieved two workers already from the mine, one of whom has died. Local authorities say the mine was ordered by the province to stop operating and fix safety hazards on August 2nd, with work still underway. A flood in April at a coal mine in the northwestern Xinjiang region left over two dozen miners trapped. China's coal mines are among the world's deadliest, regularly suffering explosions and gas leaks despite repeated safety crackdowns. Libyan authorities have shut water supplies to swaths of the country after gunmen demanding the release of a jailed Gaddafi-era threatened. A jailed Gaddafi-era official threatened to sabotage the water network. The water authority says supplies to western and southwestern Libya were interrupted overnight Saturday to Sunday. It took the decision to cut the supply after gunmen Thursday stormed several water distribution centers, demanding the release of the jailed official, a brother-in-law of the longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi. On Thursday, gunmen gave authorities 72 hours to release him from detention in the capital, Tripoli, according to the water authority. If their demands were not met, they planned on attacking the network, which brings water from underground wells in the Sahara to Tripoli. A statement from the Great Man-Made River Authority said it was preferable to cut the water supply than see it damaged in a potential attack. And a Hong Kong pro-democracy group that organized some of the biggest protests during a month's of political upheaval in 2019 is dissolving, the group said Sunday. The Hong Kong Civil Human Rights Front, made up of a slew of organizations, says it can no longer operate under the political climate in Hong Kong. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.